Sometimes we go running everywhere looking for a word from God. But see, the disciples needed to realize that everything they needed was right there in the boat with them. That's right. Jesus was right there. My friend, you can call upon the name of the Lord and He can bring the peace of God that passes all understanding into your heart.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in the book of Mark in chapter 4, verse 39 says, "Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." We're talking about the fact the disciples find themselves in the middle of this unexpected storm. That's right, my friend. There are storms in life. But also, they were in the will of God. They did what Jesus said to do. They got in the boat, crossing the Sea of Galilee, but they find themselves in a trial. But also, God is doing something in the storm, even when it seems like He isn't. Jesus may be asleep in the back of the boat, but that doesn't mean that He's not in control of your life. But also, there are forces that oppose the Christian. In other words, Christians will face contrary winds. There is spiritual opposition. The enemy wars against your soul. There are hindrances, oppression, depression, difficulties, struggles. Not everybody is going to agree with your faith. We live in an anti-Christ world. It opposes everything that has to do with Jesus. That's right, my friend. They hated Jesus, and they'll hate those that are followers of Christ. The world loves for you to be religious, but they despise those who are spiritual. Everything is okay until you mention the name Jesus, then all of a sudden the winds kick up. That's right, a storm comes out of nowhere. There will be contrary winds for the child of God. There will be satanic attacks. There will be spiritual warfare. As a child of God in this world, we are going against the current, even the current of the so-called modern seeker-friendly church. As a Christian, you might feel it's always an uphill battle. That's because this is not our home. We're pilgrims, we're aliens, we're just passing through. And the reason you don't feel at home is because you're not at home. But one day, when we are in heaven, then the calm, the rest, no more opposition, no more struggles, no more high winds or waves, no more fighting with the devil, no more going against the current. Why? Because we're home. That's right, my friend. But lastly, I know that Jesus can calm your storm. He said, "Peace, be still," which literally means be silent or be muzzled. See, storms normally subside gradually, but when the Creator gave the order, the natural elements of the storm calmed immediately. You see, Jesus is greater than any storm. He's greater than any difficulty. He's greater than any trial. Boy, that makes me want to shout, praise God. You see, this was something that the disciples had yet to learn, and it's something that we need to learn as well. Everything they needed was in the boat. Jesus was right there. But rather than to come to a false conclusion, they simply needed to trust in the one who has all power. Jesus did reprove them by asking, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" In Matthew, it's recorded as Jesus saying, "Little faith." Well, little faith or no faith, we see that they were struggling with their faith and a heart of unbelief. You see, the real issue really wasn't the trial. The real issue really wasn't the wind. The real issue was the condition of their heart. The real danger wasn't the wind or the waves. It was the unbelief in their hearts. That was the real danger. Jesus simply spoke the word, and immediately the winds ceased. Immediately there was a calm. You see, we just need God to speak. He can speak to the wind. He can speak to the waves. And He can speak to our hearts. He can bring a great calm and a peace within. Jesus was right there in the boat with them. In other words, He was there the whole time. The presence of God was right there. He was in the boat. He was with them the entire time. He was near them. They were in His presence. And that's all that mattered, my friend. Let us recognize who Jesus is and realize and know by faith that He's with you the entire time.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.